Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf Chof. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, 17 lines from the wide lines, Ve'elu Kachim, as we, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, will be Masechta the Masechta. So the Mishnah identified a number of differences that exist between Kabbanis that are brought on the Mizbeach and Kabbanis that are brought on a Bama. One of those differences was the halach of smicha, the ksiv. The Torah says lifnei Hashem v'samach. Smicha is only required by Ibn Mizbeach, which is lifnei Hashem. A bama, which is not lifnei Hashem, doesn't require smicha. Shchita safin, as we know, the halach is that kachim, the shchita of kachim has to be b'tzafin. That halach only applies, says the Gemara, by the Mizbeach. Not by Obama. The Ksiv, Tzfon Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, there's a din of Tzofen. So Megdash David remarks that if there's a question, whenever we speak about Tzofen by Kodesh HaKadoshim, doesn't mean Tzofen of the Azara, the north portion of the Azara, or Tzofen the north of the Mizbeach. Says the Megdash David, our Gemara is clearly indication that it means Tzofen of the Mizbeach. Because if the definition of tzofen, he says, means tzofen of the Azara, so of course there's no tzofen by a bama. The bama is not in the Azara. The fact that we need a pasuk to teach us that tzofen only applies by the Mizbeach and not the bama is an indication tzofen means tzofen of where you're actually doing the avodah. Matana Saviv, the halach that when you put the dam, you have to put it around the Mizbeach, is again only by Mizbeach, the Ksiv, the Zarek al Mizbeach, Saviv. By the Mizbeach, there's a din of Saviv. And as the Rishonim and Achronim point out, that doesn't mean that you don't put the dam on the Bama. But the specific halachas that we've learned so many times about how Zrika is done doesn't apply by a Bama. Tanufa, by certain Kabbanis, the halach is the parts of the carbon have to be picked up and waved. Again, that only applies by Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says. Hagosha, according to the man, the Omer, that a carbon mincha is brought on a bama. So Gemara wants to know, will the halacha that we will learn by Masechta the Menachos, that Hagosha must be done, that has to be put next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, does that also apply by a bama? Says the Gemara, does not. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says regarding the avoid of Hagosha, Vigisha al Mizbeach, it should be by the Mizbeach, not elsewhere. As we learned in the previous shiur, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the previous shiur, Ein Mincha B'Bama. Machlokes Tanoim, if there is a carbon mincha brought on a bama or not. Says the Gemara, Omer of Sheshes, L'divrei Omer Yesh Mincha B'Bama, according to the mandam that says a carbon mincha is brought on a bama, the halacha will be Yesh Oifes B'Bama. So too will bird carbonus be brought on a bama. L'divrei Omer, whereas, according to the mandamah that holds a mincha b'bama, the karm mincha is not brought on the bama, the halacha will be that an oifis b'bama, so too will oifis not be brought on a bama. Why? Because obviously, this mandamah who says that a mincha is not brought on a bama, bases his limud on the word zvachim. The Torah, when it speaks about the bama, uses the word zvachim to teach us v'loy menachos, which is not a zevach, doesn't come from an animal. So similarly, he'll learn zvachim v'loy oifis, that oifis are also excluded. So I saw machlokes achronim. According to the opinion that there is a carbon mincha, and therefore there's also a carbon oif brought on the bama, we know that when we kill a bird, we kill it with shechita. But we've also learned many times that when a bird is killed as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, it's killed with Malika. So now the question is, when an oif is being brought in the Bama, on one hand it's Kachim, and the halacha is that it should be brought like Kachim with Malika. On the other hand, it's outside of the Azara, and the halacha maybe should be that it's brought with Shechita. Machlokes Achronim, according to that opinion, how was the bird killed that was brought in the Bama with Malika or Shechita? Another interesting question that I saw is that our Gemara is saying that there is clearly an opinion that says that ain't oifus for bama, that there were no birds brought on the bama. So Mefarshim asked that we know a yuledes has to bring a carbon from an oif, from a bird. And without her bringing her carbon, she can't have tahara. So how in the time, like we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, were 57 years, and then 14 years, 14 years of Gilgal, 57 years of Noiva Givain, where we didn't have a mizbeach, we only had a bama, how do you let us bring a carbon? So Meshech Chachma says, Enochanami, they didn't bring the carbon those years, no different that we don't bring a carbon nowadays either. If you can't, you can't. That's the Meshech Chachma's approach. I did, however, see that there are other achronim that suggest that even though we just quoted an opinion that ain't oifus for bama, that oifus were not brought in the bama, that's the normal carbon oif. But the carbon oif brought by Yoledes, which represents the tahara of Klal Yisrael, that certainly was brought, according to everybody, on the bama. Continues the Gemara, the Kayin, the halacha that you have to have a Kayin doing the avoida, is only by a mizbeach, not by the bama, the ksiv, the zoraka Kayin. The Kayin has to do the avoida. I saw a fascinating opinion of the Meram Rattenberg. He says that even though we're saying that a Kohen is not allowed to do, we don't need to have a Kohen do the Avoida on the Bama. He says Levium weren't allowed to do Avoida on the Bama. He says Yisraelim allowed to do Avoida, but Kohanim, anybody Kohen or Levi, not only aren't required, but shouldn't do the Avoida on the Bama. Big Chiddush. Big Day Sharis, that the Avoida doesn't have to be done in the Big Day Sharis, L'Sharis B'Kaidish. Only when Avoid is done B'Kaidish must you wear the Big Day Kahuna. So the Mefarsh Master, this is obvious. If you don't need a Kayin, you don't need Big Day Kahuna. So we just said you don't need a Kayin, so obviously you don't need Big Day Kahuna. So I saw the Mefarshim say, one pshat, so two pshat. One pshat is that you would think that just because you don't have a Kayin, you should have Big Day Kahuna anyway. And the Taras HaKaidish, this is the second pshat, explains it as follows. He says there are two elements involved in the Big Day Kahuna. One point is that the Kohen, as we know, Bezmanship, Big Day Malayim, Kunasim Malayim. Ain't Big Day Malayim, ain't Kunasim Malayim. A Kohen without the Big Day Kohen, Big Day Kuhn is not a Kohen. So that obviously doesn't apply by the Bama. But there's another element, he says. Avoida. For an Avoida to be considered a valid Avoida, it requires Big Day Kahuna. And maybe for that point, I would need Big Day Kahuna on the Bama. That's why he teaches us it's not required. The Klisharis, we know the halach is that Klisharis are used for the Avoida. Says that, again, says the Gemara, Shisharis Bamba Kaidish. Interesting, Machlaikas Achroinim. The Achroinim asked what was used on the Bama. If Kli Kaidish aren't required, what were used? So some say they did it with their hands. Another say you could use Kli Chayil. L'reich nechayach, as we explained this when we learned the Mishnah, l'reich nechayach means as follows, that you're not allowed to roast a carbon before you bring it on the Mizbeach. Why? Because the roasting has to be done l'reich nechayach, to make a pleasing aroma to Hashem. And therefore, if you roast it too early, you didn't do it l'shem reich nechayach. That is only applicable, says the Gemara, on the Mizbeach, not on the Bama. But the pasuk says l'reich nichayach l'Hashem only when you're on the mizbeach. So I saw that the Meshech Chachma asks a question. He says that we all remember that when Noach came out of the teva after the mabul, he built a mizbeach. And what does the pasuk say after v'yorach Hashem es reich nichayach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the reich nichayach. Now obviously Noach didn't have a mizbeach. He wasn't even Jewish. He brought it on a bama. So how does it say Reich Nechayich according to our Gemara? Meshech Chachmas Kasha. So he says, Amari the Gechidish, I think we've said it previously. He says as follows, that even though we've been learning, there's a concept of a Mizbeach and there's a concept of a bama, whoever was makriv a carbon on Har HaMoriah, it has the status of like the Mizbeach at any point of history. So he says that the Medrash says, that where did Noach bring his carbon after the Mabul? On Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah never has the status of a Bama. It always has the status of a Mizbeach. since it always has the status of Mizbeach, the Pasuk could say, V'yarech Hashem Esreich HaNichayach. Mechitza, B'damim, we've spoken about numerous times. The halach is that there was a chuta sikra, there was a line in the middle of the Mizbeach. We've discussed the chattas of Behema was on the upper half. The chattas, most other kabbanis were on the lower half. That's what the dam was put. Says the Gemara, that only applies by Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says, V'hoysar reshes ad chatzia Mizbeach. But ask Mefarshim, they don't understand why we need a limud. Because which is the only carbon that's brought on the upper half? Karmel chattas. On a bama, you don't bring a karmel chattas. So if you follow the opinion that we discussed a moment ago, that carbon oif is brought on a bama, so the oilas ha'oif is brought on the upper half. But if you're going to follow the opinion that oif, we just learned it, is not brought on the bama, and chatas is never brought on the bama, so what is the need to teach us about the half? Furthermore, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman makes a very interesting point. The Torah gives us very clear dimensions, what the Mizbeach has to, how high it's supposed to be, how wide it's supposed to be, all the dimensions. So we know exactly where the chuta sikra is supposed to be. There's no dimensions to bama. You can make a very tall bama. You can make a very short bama. You can make a bama in any shape or size you want. So what's pshat should be a chuta sikra? So he says we would have to explain that the chuta sikra is midway. If it's tall bama, it'll be halfway wherever it is. But the Gemara anyway is saying there was no chuta sikra. There's no din like that on the bama. Richut yidayim. The aloch is, there is no requirement for richut yudayim, the ksiv, before you do the avoid on the bama, the ksiv, ubekavosim al mizbeach yirchatsu. So Mefarshim asked, from where do they do richut yudayim reglayim? For the kir and kanoi. And we just finished learning there was no klisharis. So why would we think, what's pshat in the Gemara? Mefarshim say that, again, there could be two points. Normally, when you're doing an avoid in the mizbeach, you have to do richut yudayim reglayim. And it indeed has to be done from the Kiran Kana, it has to be done from the Kli Sharis. But the Gemara is suggesting, maybe when you do avoid on the Bama, and of course you don't have to do it from the Kiran Kana, of course you don't have to do it from a Kli Sharis, because there is no Kli Sharis but a Bama. But perhaps you would have to at least have some sort of Richot Yedayim Reglayim from some sort of a vessel. Teaches us the Gemara, it's not required by a Bama. There are a number of girsas in this Gemara. We're going to learn it like Rashi. The Gemara, we're about to begin. So Rashi explains that even in the time of Bamas, you could be magdish a carbon that it should be treated like a carbon that you bring on the Bama Ketana. And when you magdish the carbon, you can have in mind and intend that it should be brought on the Bama Gdoila. So says Rami Bachama, only when you had in mind to bring the carbon on the Bama Ketana, and you indeed brought on the Bama Ketana, do these halachas apply? Av b'kotcha ba miktana, says Rama Chama, you were magdish the carbon to bring it on the ba miktana, but then you ended up the krivinu b'ba mikdoyla, that you were makavit on the ba mikdoyla, then the halach is, it should be treated not like a carbon that's brought on the ba miktana, it should be treated like a carbon that's being brought on the ba mikdoyla, and the din of chitzui, the upper half and lower half, apply. Ask the Gemara, Masav Rava, it says in a brisa that chaz v'shoik, the tenufas chaz v'shoik by a carbon shlamim, or the hanafa of the trumalach mitayda of the loaves that we separate by the carbon tayda, noigin mekachim b'magdayla applied by the kachim that were brought on the b'magdayla of einagin mekachim b'magtana. So we see that if it's kachim b'magtana, what is the brisa saying? It doesn't make a difference where you brought it. Even if you ended up bringing it on the Bama Gdoila, a mahagim. But Rami Bachama just said, anything brought on the Bama Gdoila makes no difference for what I was magdishit. And it says, the Gemara, you have to sort of change what he says. Ema b'noigim b'Bama Gdoila v'enoigim b'Bama Gtana. It does make a difference where you actually makrev it. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Om Rami Bachama, says Rami Bachama, when do the halachas of the Bama Gdoila apply? Loi shanu el b'kotcha Bama Gdoila. When you were magdishit to bring it on the Bama Gdoila, v'kriv on the Bama Gdoila. And you indeed brought it on the Bama Gdoila. Av b'kotcha Bama Gtana. If you were magdish with the intention to bring it on the Bama Gtana, af al gav, the kevinu, b'bamagdaila, even at the end you brought it on the b'bamagdaila, ein chitzui. Why? Because since your intention was to bring it on the b'bamagdana, it retains the halachos of b'bamagdana. So now what was a kasha before becomes a raya. Lema masailai, because the b'raisa says, chaz v'shoik v'trumas lach me'taida, noigim b'bamagdaila, b'bamagdaila, so from here, don't we see that if you were magdish it, l'shem b'mektana, it makes no difference where you brought it. The special halachas that apply to b'mekdoyla kabanas will not apply. Says the Gemara, it's not compelling. Because Ema, we could say, the noigim b'mekdoyla, they always apply to b'mekdoyla, no matter why you were magdish it, vein noigim b'mektana will not apply in the b'mektana if you were magdish it for b'mektana. Interesting vart that the Brisker Rav says, l'shitasai. The Brisker Rav says, given that we just learned that there were no klishores by Bamas, and since there were no klishores by Bamas, the Karban Mincha, if we follow the opinion that Karban Mincha is brought on the Bama, never had a Kedusha Saguf, it only had a lower level Kedusha, it only had Kedusha Stamim, because for it to have a Kedushas Aguf, it had to be put into Klisharis, and there were no Klisharis. So he says, only by an animal where there is no requirement, we'll discuss this more in Masechta Menachos Mitzvah Shem, where there is no requirement that you have to be magdashit by putting it into a vessel, does it have a full-fledged Kedusha. But Mincha anyway doesn't have the full-fledged Kedusha. Why? Because it never got a Kedushas Aguf. So all of these halachas will not apply. Rebbe Lazar, a plague of Rebbe Lazar, what we just learned is in contrast to what Rebbe Lazar holds, if there's a carbon oil that you were magdish to bring on the Bamas Yachid, but you ended up bringing it inside the base of Migdash, it gets the Kedushas regarding all levels, and you have to bring it on the Bamas Gedolah. Very big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in understanding of this Gemara. Rashi's opinion is that it's only Kaltur Mechitzis if you brought it after the Shechita. Meaning, Rashi understands, that you had a carbon, you had an animal, who you intended to bring on the Bama Siyachid, you shechted it outside of the area of the Bama Gedolah, and then you brought it into the proximity of the Bama Gedolah, that's where Rebbe Lazar says you have to complete the Avodah of the Bama Gedolah. Why? Because since it came close to the Bama Gedolah, and the Bama Gedolah is a higher level Kedusha, and we're dealing with something that has Kedusha, so you have to leave it over there. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that our Gemara is not even speaking specifically after the Shechita. Speaking about even a live animal. That there was a live animal that was designated to be brought on the Bama Ketana. And then you decided, then you brought it into the proximity of the Bama Gedola. Then you have to bring it on the Bama, you have to bring it on the Bama Gedola. And Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteinman has a very nice pshat in explaining Tosfos. It's a very posh pshat. He says, actually, really all kabbanah should be brought on the Bama Gedola. You can't have a Bama in your backyard. Why are bamas permitted? This is what he says. He says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it easy for us. That you don't have to schlep it to the Bama Gedolah. You could bring it in your own backyard. But here it's already by the Bama Gedolah anyway. So since it's by the Bama Gedolah anyway, of course you should be makabit on the Bama Gedolah. What would be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? What would be the halacha where it's my carbon that I was magdishit to bring it on the Bama Siyachit, but you brought it to the Bama Gedolah? So according to Rashi, the vart is that it came within the mechitzas of the Bama Gedolah, so it gets that Kedusha, so you have to bring on the Bama Gedolah. If according to Tosfos, especially we follow Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteinman's pshat, that he's saying it's an issue of convenience, it's my convenience. You took my behemah and you took it over there. It's not convenience for me to go there. I'm at home. Could be there. Tosfos with Rabbi Lazar would agree that I could take it home. Now ask the Gemara, by Reb Zeira, and as all the Rishonim say, Reb Zeira's question is clearly based on Reb Zeira following the opinion of Reb Elazar. Oros Bamas Yochid, where we just learned Reb Elazar teaches us that if you bring the carbon of Bamas Yochid to the carbon, to the Bamas Tzibur, that's where you have to be makavit. Wal bin alocha shechitz lufnim, you brought it near the Bamas Tzibur, where you should be makavit, but you didn't do so. V'tzilachot, you took it out, back out. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Mi'amrinin, do we say, kiven the ayla, kotla mechitzta, once it came near the Bama Gedolah, that is where it must remain? Adilma, or perhaps, kiven the hada, once you took it out, you can leave it there. Ask the Gemara, Lav Hain plukta the Rav Rav Yosef. Isn't this question the same as the question which Rav and Rav Yosef debate? The Tanan, as we learned earlier in our shir, the place where Kotche Kotchim are supposed to be slaughtered is Bitzofen. What will be the halacha of Kotche Kotchim Sheshachtim Bedorim? Instead of Sheshachting it Bitzofen, you Sheshachted it Bedorim. So everybody agrees by Alam Behem. Everybody agrees that the subject to Mila, Machloikis of Tmila, the Rais Mid Rabbonin, Vibaylhu, as we've learned so many times in Amasakta, that there's a concept in Olu Lo Yardu, that if something is put on the Mizbeach, even though it ought not to have been put on the Mizbeach, Lo Yardu, you leave it there. So now the Gemara asks, what is the halacha if something was shlechted, kotche kotchim, was shechted in the wrong place, and they were put on the Mizbeach? Will the din of Olu Lo Yardu apply or not? Im Vibaylu, Yardu Mashiyalu, Olu Mashiyardu, if they were put on, are they left there or not? Rav Amar Lo Yalu. Rav says you should take it off. Rav Yosef Omeyalu. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. Rav obviously is of the opinion. Rav is obviously of the opinion that they should be taken off. Why? Because it's not the same as all other situations that if something gets disqualified, they remain there. Rather, you don't, according to Rava, the fact that it was brought in the Mizbeach, the fact that it was put into an area that it shouldn't have been, doesn't make a difference. Again, let's explain this a little better. It's a good way to start wrapping off the Masechta. Why is the halachim Olu Lo Yardu? Why is there a halacha? We learned it so many times. Olu Lo Yardu. Because Kol HaTamachitzes. The fact that it was put on the Mizbeach means that it should remain there. Rava, by saying him Olu Yerdu, obviously is of the opinion that we don't say that. And therefore Rava will agree here that even though it was brought into the proximity of the Bama Gdoyla, it could leave. Rabbi Yosef, on the other hand, says they should remain there. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef follows the concept that if something comes into the place of Kedusha, it has to remain there. What's the obvious question? There are two obvious questions. The first question is, this is not the only time that we see that their kachim that were disqualified and put on the Mizbeach that they should not remain there. Why is this the case from all the cases and all the cases that we had machloikis in the Masechta that we use as a raya to this question? So the Rishonim ask this question. They say, Gevaldige Teretz. They say, Rava is so serious about his position that if it was put on the Mizbeach, if this was put on the Mizbeach, it should not be removed. That even if it's a situation, says Rava, that it was burnt, and there we already learned a new concept, Nas Lachmo Yishom Mizbeach, still it says Rava, it should be taken off. So we see that Rava is not a big proponent of Kolot, something becomes Kaddish. Because here it was even, not only put on the Mizbeach, but it was even burnt there, says Rava, take it off. On the other hand, the Brisker Rava asks a question. Rav Yosef was saying as a holds that the Mizbeach, and by extension the Gemara wants to say, the area near the Bama Gdoyla has the power to be koilet, because you see that if it's put on, it remains there. But says the Brisker Rav, we learned many times that even if there's a situation of an olu, that they were put on the Mizbeach la yardu, the loch is if they were piking, if they flew off the Mizbeach, don't put it back on. But if you're such a big proponent of Klita, that whatever in the Makom Kaddish becomes Kaddish, so then why should it not be put on if it flies off? Says the Brisker Rav, Klita only tells us that it's Kaddish as long as it's there. And therefore when it flies off, the whole Klita expires, and therefore that's not a Kasha. So the Gemara wanted to connect these two questions, as we just explained. Says the Gemara, it's not necessarily so. Because Tabayla Rabbi Yosef, Tabayla Rava. The question could be a question still according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, and it could be a question according to Rava, and it could be a question according to Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara explains itself. Tabayla Rava. At Kanla Rava El Mizbeach, when something was put on the Mizbeach, the Dera Halach is the Chazla Mekadish. What belongs in Mizbeach belongs there. The Loi Chazla, Loi Mekadish. What doesn't belong there, doesn't belong there. Aval mechitza. Here we're not talking about a mechitza. We're not talking about a mezbeach. We're talking about ground. There, maybe Rabbi will hold afgav de loy chazalei that you didn't have to bring it there. If you brought it there, kolta, you have to leave it there. Oidoma, on the other hand, the Gemara says we could make the following argument. Afil Rabbi Yosef, at kalan kam Rabbi Yosef, ala the chad mokum hu. The mezbeach and the place where you brought it is all the same, because instead of bringing betzafin, you brought a bedarim, but it was all brought in the azara. Aval hocha, where Bamas Yochid and Bamas Siba, the areas are totally trey mekaymus nenu. It's a different shayla altogether. Oidilma, maybe indeed the two questions travel together, loishna, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Says the Gemara, milsa de pshita leila rav b'chir ad gisa. What was obvious to Rava in one way, ula Rabbi Yosef, and what was obvious to Rabbi Yosef in the other way, b'bailei Rabbi Yana, is actually a question that Rabbi Yana had. The Bar Rabbi Yana asked the following question. Avri Ola Bamas Yochid. The Avram of Ola of a Bamas Yochid that should have been brought on the Bamas Yochid. Sh'olam is Bech. But instead of putting them on the Bama, they were put on the Bama Gedoyla. V'yardu. And now they were removed. Mahu. Says the Gemara. Heich Deloy Mashla Ben Or in a situation that they even haven't begun to be burnt. There's no question. They don't belong on the Mizbeach, and they shouldn't be left there. The question is, Hech the Mashlim Bana'ar Mai? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. So what do we see? According to Rav Yana, he isn't quite sure what is the power of the Mizbeach. He isn't sure, is it as powerful as Rabbi Yosef holds, or is it unpowerful as Rabbi says? And the Gemara says, Rav Yana actually remains with a teiku. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Shchitas Laila B'Bamas Yochid. We know, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. On the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to avoid it by night. What would be the halacha if you didn't avoid it belayla on a Bamas Yochid? What would be the din? So it says the Gemara to Machloikus Rav and Shmuel. Charam Ksher v'charam Apsulu. But I saw the Achrayna makes a very interesting observation. The halacha is as follows. Let's go back to what we learned in most of our Masechta. If you bring a carbon by day, so what's the halacha? You have to bring it by day. The second halacha is you have to make sure to do the zrikas damim by day. And the third halacha is there are rules how long you can eat the carbon. Today, if I bring the carbon today, so there's halacha yom v'layla. B'daraisa, that means till tomorrow morning. Shnei yom v'layla means till tomorrow night. Now, we're learning that there's an opinion that you can bring a carbon by night. So all the rules that I just said, well, how will we view those rules? We're bringing it by night, not by day. So the Achroinim say, if the halacha is you could bring a carbon or the bomb by night, you have two rules. Number one, you'll have to make sure to do zrika before the next morning. Because just like when you do a carbon by day, you have to make sure you have zrika by night. Here you have to make sure you have the zrika before day. But then they say a very interesting halacha. We know in all areas of halacha, there's night and then day. V'yera v'yvoyker. Besides by kachim. By kachim, so they say a very interesting chiddush. If you'll bring a carbon by night, so if I bring a carbon tonight, when, in as far as Hilchos Kachim are concerned, tonight is a continuation of the day. So if I bring a carbon tonight, by tomorrow morning, if it's a carbon that's nechel yoyim v'layla, my time for eating would have expired. So again, shchitas layla b'bamas yochid, can shchita be done by night on a b'bamas yochid? We have the following machlokes. Rav Shmuel, charam ksheira v'charam psula. Says the Gemara, what is their machlokes based on? The kamifkei with Rabbi Lazar, arguing over a point that Rabbi Lazar made. The Rabbi Lazar rami krag hadadi. Rabbi Lazar asked the following question. The pasuk says that in the time of Shaul, Klai Yisrael went out to war with the Plishtim, and they said that all animals that they will capture in war, they will bring for carbon. Which they did. The only thing they did was they didn't wait to eat from those kabanas as the halacha requires until after Zrikas Dam. As soon as they started the avoda, they right away went to eat the meat. And Shaul is angry at them. And he says, V'yom begadetem, gola hayoim evin gedoyla. You did a terrible thing. V'ksiv. And then Shaul continues telling them, potsu ba'am, go make an announcement. Everybody should bring a new animal. V'shechatem b'zeh, v'chaltem v'lo sechto. Now be careful not to do the wrong thing. Lechol al adam, teat the kabbonis before the zrika. And the pasuk says, v'yigishu kol ha'om ish shoyri b'yodei halayla. Everybody followed the directive. They brought the carbon that night. V'yishtresham. So we have a kasha. The first pasuk says, hayoyim, that the kabbonis had to be brought on the bama by day. The second pasuk says it could be brought by night. How do we reconcile these two psukim? So one teretz is mamashani, kam b'chulim v'kam b'kotshim. The pasuk says that they brought the kabbonis by day. I'm talking about kotshim. Only kotshim may be brought by day. Chulin, you could bring by night. Even though there is an interesting shail in the paiskim, it comes up once a year. If you could shech to moonlight, comes up if somebody does kaparis, Erev Yom Kippur, when it's still dark. And most paiskim are of the opinion, you're not allowed to shech to moonlight. Moonlight is not considered enough light to do a proper shechita. You have to make sure to have extra illumination. But the other man dama holds, kam b'kotche b'mgdoyla, kam b'kotche b'mgtana. B'mgtana kotchim could be done by night, b'mgdoyla kotchim could be done by day. Have to be done by day. But then there's a gevaldige kasha. If we're talking about the Taras HaKadosh asked this question. If we're saying that we're talking about kotchim that were made for b'mgdoyla, and those have to be done strictly by day, and here we were talking about kotchim b'mgdoyla, so how do they bring them by night? It's kotchim b'mgdoyla, have to be done by day. So Taras HaKadosh says a gevaldige chiddush. He says like this. If somebody was magdish, a carbon to be brought on the Mizbeach, by the Beis HaMikdash, or by the Mishkan, he has no choice but to bring it on the Mizbeach. If somebody was Magdish coming to bring it on a Bama Gedoyla, the halacha is you could bring it on a Bama Ketana, as long as you replace it. And that's what it means here. They were Magdish it for Bama Gedoyla. They ended up bringing it on the Bama Ketana, because Shaul didn't have a Bama Gedoyla where he was, they were on the road. They brought on the Bama Ketana, you're allowed to do it, but you're going to have to replace it. Continues the Gemara. Itma. Oilas Bamas Yachid. The question of Oilas Bamas Yachid. Question is, does it require, we know that whenever you bring a carbon oil, you have to do Heshet v'nituach. Does that oil require Heshet v'nituach? Rav Amar, ain't a tuna Heshet v'nituach? Rav Yochanan Amar, tuna Heshet v'nituach. Even by that oil, Heshet v'nituach is required. Says the Gemara Kamifki, what is the basis of the Machloikis? They're arguing over what Rav Yosef Aglili said. The Tanya of Yosef Glili Oimer, Oyla Shekrivi Yisrov in Midbar, the Oyla the Klai Yisrov brought by Har Sinai, ain't Tunim Heshev Nituach. They not require Heshev Nituach, Shein Heshev Nituach, the requirement for Heshev Nituach only began, Oyla Moed Ve'elach. Ma Sava, so this man the Amah holds, Ma Oyla Moed Ve'elach, once the Mishkan was erected, and the Aloch of Heshev Nituach began, the Aloch is Loishno Ba'mgdoyla, V'loishna b'mektana, always is hefshe v'nituach required. Oma savar, the model is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is obviously b'mekdoyla. And therefore, b'mekdoyla in, hefshe v'nituach is required, b'mektana loy, it's not required. I saw a very interesting vart, I believe it's from the Karen Ira. He says, the halacha is that if you brought a carbon, if you were magdish a carbon, to bring it on the aloch is, he says, that the or of a carbon oila, if it was brought on a bama ketana, doesn't go to the kahanim. If it was brought on the bama gedoyla, it goes to the kahanim. But he says, unlike all the other halachas that we learned in today's shir, that if you were magdish a carbon to bring on the bama ketana and you bring it on the bama gedoyla, the halachas of the bama gedoyla apply, not the halachas of bama ketana. Here we're not talking about halacha, here we're talking about mammon. So if you were magdish the carbon that it should be brought on the bama ketana, so the or became the property of the balam, and you can't take it away from them. Continues the Gemara. Tanya kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, there's a right for Rabbi Yochanan's psak, because the Braisa says, dvarim shemein bama gedoyla l'bama ketana, what are some of the differences? And the Farshim point out some of the differences. It's not a comprehensive list. Karen v'kevesh v'yisoid v'ribua, that's how we know a mizbeach has to be built. They're all only by bama ketana, gedoyla. V'ein karen v'yisoid V'kerem v'rivu v'bamaktan, v'bamaktan don't have all these requirements. Kir v'kanoi, apply by v'bamakdoila, then kir v'kanoi v'bamaktan, as we said at the beginning of the shiur. There were no klisharis by v'bamaktan. Chaz v'shoik are at v'bamakdoila. The waving of a chaz v'shoik of a carbon shlamim is only by v'bamakdoila. Then chaz v'shoik v'bamaktan, those halachas don't apply by v'bamaktan. However, continues the braisa, Devarim sheshofsa b'magdoyla b'magtana. In what areas do they have the same rules? Shchita, that the animal should be slaughtered. It has to have a proper shchita, is b'magdoyla b'magtana. Because as Mepharshim explained, there are opinions that during the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael were in Yisrael, they were allowed to eat meat without shchita. That's only chulin. But whatever was brought on a bama had to have shchita. Hefshev netuach, this is the punchline. Hefshev netuach b'gdoyla v'ktana. We had a question, is the hefshev netuach on the ktana? Here it says clearly in the braisa that hefshev netuach applies b'gdoyla v'ktana. Dam, that the halacha, when you do the zrikas dam, is matir. That's when you may eat from the meat, as we discussed earlier, prior to the zrika. Nat is by both a bum magdaila and a bum magtana. Umafagel, we'll discuss this in a moment, that you can have pigle by the avoid the stam, is by bum magdaila and bum magtana. Magdaila magtana. Mumin, that an animal that has a mum cannot be brought, is both by bum magdaila and magtana. Vizman, machloikis harishoinim, how to understand what zman is, both pshatim are accepted. One pshat is that if you had a machsheva of chutz lezmanoi, if you had a machsheva of chutz lezmanoi by a carbon, which we know, we learned so many times in Amasechta, makes the carbon into pigle, that applies both by Abba Magdol and by Ketana. Other Rishonim explain the Gemara as follows, that both by Abba Magdol and by Abba Ketana, the halacha is that an animal has to be a certain age to be brought as a carbon. That applies both by Abba Magdol and Abba Magtana. We're going to speak about this halacha of Zman, but I saw the Mepharshim say a beautiful pshat. We've spent a good part of our shiur today, and our previous shiurim, showing how Abba Magtana is treated so much more leniently than Abba Magdol. But what we're learning now is that when it comes to the issue of Zman, the Abba Magtana has no kulis. Why? Because there's a lesson to be learned from Masechta Zvachim, Seidim Mepharshim, is the importance of Zman. All Kabbonis teach us, that's one of the lessons of Kabbonis. You have a certain time at which you have to eat it. You have to make sure that it doesn't become long. The lesson of Kabbonis is the lesson of the significance of time. So even if you're bringing a carpet on the Bama Ketana, Zman isn't different. It says the Gemara, Avel, Noisa, Vatamei, continues the Braisa, that a carbon becomes noiser, vazman, which we just discussed, vatame. There's three pshat in what tame means. One pshat is that a tame is not allowed to do avoida. Another pshat is that a tame may not eat the kachim. A third pshat is that basa becomes tame may not be eaten. Shavim zebzeh applies both by the bamugtail and bamugtana. Interesting word from the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma says that even though our Gemara is saying that if the meat of a carbon brought on the Abba Magtana is left past the right time, it becomes nicer. It says there is a difference, like by Abba Magdol and Abba Magtana, it says there is a difference. It says by Abba Magdol, besides that there's a din, that if you leave it past the right time, it becomes nicer, there's a din that you're not allowed to, you have to make sure not to leave it. There's a laugh not to leave it. Here, he says, there's no laugh to leave it. There's only an issa to eat it if it's left past the right time. Tana Rabbanim begins the Gemara. Menayin las zman b'bamaktana k'bamagdoyla. How do we know that we treat zman by b'bamaktana and b'bamagdoyla the same? D'hamar Torah. Didn't the Torah say, lon yisarif, that if basa was left past the right time, it has to be burnt? V'yaitse. And if it's taken out of the azara, it has to be burnt. Shouldn't that be an argument, asked the Gemara, that by b'bama, yaitse kash b'bama, there's no concept of inside and outside the azara by b'bama. So shouldn't that be the same aflon kosher b'bama? On the other hand, says the Gemara, why can't we make the fowl kavachoyma? We should make the fowl kavachoyma. Ma oifus. If we speak about an oif, she'ein amun paisel b'hem, as we learned many times, ein tamas v'zachris b'oifis, the concept of bal mum doesn't apply by oif, unless it's a very obvious mum. Zman paisel b'hem, zman is an issue, kachi b'mektana, that we just finished learning a moment ago, shamum paisel b'hem, that you're not bring an animal that's a bal mum to the b'ma, ein adin, shizman paisel b'hem, so shouldn't that be a raya, that zman is a factor by the b'mektana? So where are we up to? We have two arguments why zman should be a factor. If we use derived from oifis, zman should be a factor by b'mektana. On the other hand, if we look at lon, if we look at yoytze, just like yoytze doesn't apply by b'mektana, maybe zman doesn't apply by b'mektana. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from oifis. Because ma'ala oifis, when a Karian brings an oif in the base of Migdash, she can't ain azar kosh b'hem. The avoid of Malika in the base of Migdash and the oif has to be done by a Kayin. Time of Baba Maktana that we began today shir shazar kashaba. So therefore, just like a zar is kosher to do the avoida on the Baba Maktana, similarly, lo yehei zman posoba, zman should not be a factor, tamaloymer. So how do I know that zman, as we explained a moment ago, is a factor even by Baba Maktana? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, v'zois tayre zevach ha-shlamim, lasois, it compares all carbon shlamims, carbon shlamim we know could be brought on the b'mek tana and a b'mek daila, lasois man b'mek tana, kiz man b'mek daila. Haran lach parachatos v'slik lach masakta zvachim, haran lach parachatos v'slik lach masakta zvachim, haran lach parachatos v'slik lach masakta zvachim. As we finish the masakta, I just want to say the following. One pshat I saw in haran lach parachatos v'slik lach masakta zvachim, is the person, we just spent 120 blad of learning Gishmak and Masechta. So a person could think to himself, all right, I did it. I learned Masechta Zvachim. It was a hard Masechta. I'm not coming back. So we say, Hadron Lach Parachatis. We're soon going to have the Parachatis. Mashiach is coming, and we're all going to be Tar. And therefore, Vaslik Lach Masechta Zvachim, we're going to have to learn Masechta Zvachim. Because then it's going to be very Halach Lamaisim. That's one pshat. Another pshat, and I think we began the Masechta with this concept, is we know that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, if my children do Averis, how will they have Kapara? So Hashem says, don't worry, they could bring a carbon. So Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, Tenech b'zman she'beis midish kain. Fine when the beis midish is standing. B'zman she'ein beis midish kain, when there is no beis midish, matei elein, what's going to be? So it says, Zois tairis oila, Kol oisik b'tairis oila kilu hikrav oila, Zois tairis achatas, you just have to learn Masechta Zvachim. So we say, Haron Lach Paras Chattas, we're going to Chazer Masechta Zvachim, B'slik Lach Masechta Zvachim. We want to learn Masechta Zvachim because Masechta Zvachim represents our opportunity, even now when we don't have a base of Mikdash, how we could have a Kapara. One more Vart. In the year Tof Reish Pei Tes, 1929, was the first time that Daf Yomi ever made a siyum on Masechta Zvachim. It was right after the terrible massacre in Hebron, where the yeshiva Talmidim were massacred. And Rameh Shapiro said at that time, Hadron Masechta Zvachim. He said that we learned in the previous year, Klei Bosem Elamnucha Velamnachla. And one of the opinions was the opinion, I think, of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Menucha v'nachla both Yerushalayim. Menucha means Menuchas Aron. V'nachla means Nachlas Olamim. He said, we cannot have Menucha. We cannot have a Nachlas Olamim as long as there is no Menuchas Aron. If Talmidim learning in a yeshiva are slaughtered, so there's no Menuchas Aron, so then we don't have a Nachlas Olamim. So we say we're finishing Masechta Zvachim. And what is our tefillah? That we should start learning Masechta Menachas. That we should come to Menucha. And that's what we daven to Hashem as well. We finish learning Masechta Zvachim. And Jews aren't necessarily in better situation today than they were in 1929. There's plenty of tzaras for Klal Yisrael. B'chol makom shehem. What is our tefillah? That we should make a siyum on the Zvachim. We should make a siyum on Jewish tzaris, And there's a Valde Gevort for Aaron Kotler. Aaron Kotler says, it's an interesting situation. Shabbos is the holiest day of the week. So, shouldn't the Shemana Esrei on Shabbos be the longest Shemana Esrei? It's the shortest Shemana Esrei. Why? Shabbos, we don't have the headaches of the week. We have a holy day. We should say, if during the week we say 18 brachas, on Shabbos we should say 36 brachas. Shabbos we say is shortest Shemana Esrei. Why? Says, because in Shabbos there are three words in our Shemana Esrei that are the best tefillah, and that's the biggest tefillah we could ask for. What are those three words? Ritzei Nabe Menuchaseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us menucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us menucha sanefesh. So we say, as we make a siyum in Masechta Zvachim, and we begin Masechta Menachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all menucha sanefesh.